Wherever you are, you can listen to BBC Three Counties Radio via the World Wide Web.
bbc.co.uk/three counties.
Now, if you or anyone you know has ever had anything to do with the Bedford Air Cadet, that's your next cadet, or perhaps you're somebody who used to work there or work alongside them, my next guest would love to hear from you. Because in 2009, the Bedford Squadron Air Cadets will be celebrating their 70th anniversary, and they want to produce a book to mark the occasion, full of anecdotes and photos and such like. Chris Wiggins is coordinating the project, and he joins me on the line now. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon, Georgia.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Sunning yourself, no doubt.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, never mind. Now, tell me, first of all, Chris, tell me about the Air Cadets.
Well, the Air Cadets, the Air Cadets have been around for, as you said yourself, coming up 70 years now. We take both male and females from 13 years old and to about 20, and just give them a sort of a taste of the RAF. And just a lot of good opportunities and events that you wouldn't otherwise get an opportunity to do if you weren't in the Air Cadets.
So this is something, you know, for people, for teenagers and youngsters who perhaps think they'd like this career, it's quite a tough way of life, isn't it, once you actually are in the RAF? But this gives them a taste, though, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, don't get me wrong, and it isn't just aimed at people who want to join the RAF. If you've got no interest in joining the RAF or any of the three services, you know, it still could be a good opportunity to meet people and to, you know, take part in activities you wouldn't otherwise do.
And also, Chris, you're basically looking to hear from people who've had involvement, because you're putting together this book. Tell us how you want the book to eventually be.
Well, as you said, we're approaching our 70th anniversary in 2009, and we're in the very initial stages of sort of piecing together interesting anecdotes and stories, piecing the history together a bit more. We're looking for a sort of a social, personal touch, a social history of the squadron. I mean, we've got the sort of dry information, the facts and the figures and the dates, but that doesn't sell the squadron. It doesn't sell the history. We're looking for the personal touches, the sort of personal anecdotes of the squadron history, really.
Okay, so it's a bit like this programme in a way. We're always looking to hear people's stories and what's happened to them personally, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
That's right, yes. I mean, a lot of people may have a lot of interesting stories. I mean, people may remember back in 1979 when the squadron actually won the Bedford River Festival Raft Race.
Oh, wow.
Typical thing. We sort of smashed the previous record, knocked a couple of minutes off the record, and we've, although we haven't been back since, that's one of our sort of histories. So people may remember being in that team, actually on the raft, perhaps.
That would be brilliant.
That may want to give us, a story about building the raft or racing it, and you know, things like that. I mean, as I said, we've got a lot of the dates and stuff. I mean, the squadron dates back officially back to the 2nd of June 1939, where it was formed as an Air Defence Cadet Corps squadron. It was 2 years later that all the Air Defence Cadet Corps squadrons were reformed as Air Training Corps squadrons. So we have got a very long history in the area, and we've been based in and around Bedford for that whole time in various places.
So there must be an absolute wealth of stories that people will have. So tell us, first of all, then, Chris, how do people make contact? If there's somebody out there listening who knows that they've got a fantastic story, they think it'd just be perfect for you, how do they get in touch and how do they make sure it gets into the book?
Okay, well, the quickest way of contacting us is probably through our website. If they go to www.134.org.uk, 134 is our squadron number, 134.org.uk, and they can email us via the website. That's the quickest way of getting in contact with us.
Sure.
If you don't have access to the internet, that's not a problem. You can always leave a message on our answer machine, which is 01234 743 824, and we'll pick that up a couple of times a week because it's actually based at our squadron headquarters.
Brilliant stuff. Well, Chris, let us know how it's going, because we'd love to hear some of the stories as well. So do come back and we'll have a chat about the stories that you find.
Will do.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much, Chris, and I'll make sure that we pass all that information onto our action desk and people can call that as well.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Chris.
Cheers.
Bye-bye now. That's Chris Wiggins from Bedford Air Cadet Squadron. Just make sure I get my words in the right order. If you didn't catch that just then, if you are somebody who has had something to do, no matter how long ago it might have been, with the Bedford Squadron Air Cadets. They are looking for personal stories, anecdotes, stuff like when they won the raft race over at Bedford River Festival. All these wonderful little moments in time that you're not going to hear about unless people come forth with their stories. They want to get this book together in time for the 70th anniversary, and they're putting it together now. So if you want to contribute, www.134.org.uk, or you can call 01234 743 824. I will pass all that information on to our action desk, who we shall be hearing from very, very soon, so that they can be fully equipped. And if you need to speak to them, 01582 44 11 11.